books from kind of the reading library there at the little church, which was only probably 35 members, I believe. And that was on a busy Sabbath. So you can imagine everyone in the church had at least one or two jobs. And it's much similar to what we experienced at Roseburg Junior Academy. The folks that were up on the podium today were all part of our teaching staff, and Mrs. Perrin, our executive secretary, was playing the piano for several folks. But that's just the tip of the iceberg of what it takes to make things happen at Roseburg Junior Academy. We've had a good year, a busy year, and in just a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a little 11-minute multimedia. Now, some of you have seen, well, only a couple of you have seen this, because the constituency meeting was a fairly light affair, which is fine. We had a really good attendance the next night with our educational expo. So I'm going to punish all of you for not attending constituency meeting, and you'll now get to see it for part of the church service. But what it will be is kind of a look back of our year, and as I sat and looked over all of the photographs that we're preparing for use in our little yearbook, and you have to really smile and appreciate what it takes to get a lot of things done. And it really does take a lot of volunteers. And I want to comment after we're finished just a little bit on the last slide, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I chose the verse in Proverbs primarily for what it did not say. And let's read it again. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. What it did not say is train up a Jewish child, or train up a Baptist child, or train up an Adventist child. It just said, train up a child. And so, as we look at the great gospel commission that we're asked to do, the Lord says, don't fish for just tuna, don't fish for salmon, just fish. I will make you fishers of men. And at Roseburg, we are different than we probably were those 20 or 30 or 40 years ago when the new campus was built, where we may have had larger populations of children that come from our church family. Today, we are an open enrollment program. We solicit any child that wants an education, as long as they adhere to our guidelines, and they're not really strict. We just ask that you go with our policies, work with our teachers, do the best that you can at whatever you do. And as you can tell from the talent that we see here on the front row, a lot of the children accomplish quite a bit. And for a small school, I think we get a lot done, and I hope you find that to be the case. In the old days, and I've got a little appreciation for this, as being kind of a micro farmer, my relaxation, the little time that I have, is usually spent tilling the soil, planting a few seeds, and trying to get things to grow after killing it year after year after year. I have a boneyard of trees that never got in the ground, and my brilliance finally, after 8 years, I realized, put them in pots if you can't plant them this year. And I've done that this year, so now I'm quite smug in the fact that I can have them survive for the next planting season, because I'll probably miss this one. What that means to me, though, as an individual, in the old days, I had to preserve some of my seed from my harvest to be able to plant for the next season. That speaks to us as Seventh-day Adventists. We have to nurture and plant our seeds here in our church, with the hope that we will have leaders and movers and shakers in this coming generation. If we don't invest now, we won't have anything in the harvest for the future. And we have nothing to plant and to harvest beyond the bounds of this city and this town. So it really starts here, in our own church, in our own homes, in our own communities, to nurture the children, to do the best we can for them, and part of that now, unfortunately, is the cost, the high cost of overhead in the society that we live in. And I remember many of you were sending children through school when I was coming through. We could work a little more in the summers. We could earn some money and help pay our bills in combination with the scholarships and the worthy student funds that were offered to us. It's almost impossible now, the limitations they're placing on children to actually work, which is a productive part of their character building, but they are not allowed to even do anything, even on their family farms and ranches, which is a large part of what happened here in the Douglas County area. So times have changed, and with the changes, we need to adapt. And that means we look to the church family for creative ways to help children go to school. And so as you look in your planning for this year, try to squeeze a little more out of that budget. If you'd like to sponsor a child, we have children that we would love to have on our campus. The families just don't have resources, and we would be glad to match you with the need that exists there. With any further ado, I'm going to let Brad get prepared to turn on our technology, which I fought with for hours yesterday. And this is the result of just a little bit of time spent. And it gives you appreciation for what our staff and the volunteers do at RJA. Over, either we got two more weeks, so it's going to be pretty busy. But that's what we crowded in this first year. We hope that you will encourage family and friends to figure out a way to at least show up, and then we'll try to work out the other details to come to RJA and join in the fun. I do need anyone that's on this screen to come up here right now, and please stand on the steps, and I know you're out there. I need all of the volunteers out here, please. This is what it takes for us to do just a fraction of those things in addition to what happens in the classroom and the curriculum program. I see people, okay, Kara, you have to come out of the balcony. Now, we have a lot of family, friends, parents, and others that donate unbelievable amounts of time, daily, weekly, monthly, that allows us to do our job to the best of our ability. The goal is to try to teach each child that Jesus loves them and that they matter and that they can do anything that they want to do. So I think, Kyle, are you the one that's going to close with our song? Why don't we go ahead and sing our song, and then I'll have the benediction.